Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Republic House of Representatives call today. It's Tuesday, June 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. Tonight we are going to review Exhibit 2B, Constitution for the United States of America, included in the Proclamation DSI PDF, with discussion on that. Then after that, we can have an open floor discussion on whatever you'd like to bring that's beneficial to the Republic. But before we do that, swear and affirm any new representatives and have roll call. May I have a volunteer to open us up in prayer? Okay, I can do that. I'm going to do, since we're going over the Constitution and we're going back in time a ways, I'm going to do the first congressional prayer, September 7th, 1774, in Jacob Duché Carpenter's Hall, Philadelphia. So this is an oldie, but a really good prayer. So, O Lord, our Heavenly Father, high and mighty, King of kings and Lord of lords, who dost from thy throne behold all the dwellers on earth, and reignest with power supreme and uncontrolled over all the kingdoms, empires, and governments, look down in mercy, we beseech thee, on these American states, who have fled to thee from the rod of the oppressor, and thrown themselves on thy gracious protection, desiring henceforth to be dependent only on thee. To thee they have appealed for the righteousness of their cause. To thee do they now look up for the countenance and support which thou alone can give them. Therefore, Heavenly Father, under thy nurturing care, give them wisdom and counsel and valor in the field. Defeat the malicious design of our cruel adversaries. Convince them of the unrighteousness of their cause. And if they persist in their sanguinary purpose, O let the voice of thy own unerring justice sounding in their hearts, constrain them to drop the weapons of war from their unnerved hands in the day of battle. Be thou present, O God of wisdom, and direct the counsels of this honorable assembly. Enable them to settle things on the best and surest foundation, that the scene of blood may be speedily closed, that order, harmony, and peace may be effectually restored, and truth and justice reign and piety prevail and flourish among thy people. Preserve the health of their bodies and vigor of their minds. Shower down on them, the millions and the millions they represent, such temporal blessings as thou seest expedient for them in this world, and crown them with everlasting glory in the world to come. All this we ask in the name and through the merits of Jesus Christ, thy Son, and our Savior. Thank you, Father, and amen.
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 Thank you. All right. So, we're going to do some swearing and affirming in of new representatives. And first on my list I have here is Representative. Going to go with Representative George Langlet from South Dakota. Representative Langlet, could you give us a little bit of background on yourself?
Well, my name is George, and I'm a professor. I'm kind of an unusual person. I'm a professor of economics at South Dakota State University here. And really, it was 9/11 that woke me up. I realized the two towers came down, and then the third tower came down without any plane hitting it. And I'm like, this is really weird. So I studied it, and the more I studied it, the more it stunk. So that was really the point I woke up, and so I've been kind of following alternative media for years, and then when SGNon interviewed Sandy, I said, yes, this is something I definitely want to do. It's something, you know, because we all want to do something, but I realize it's a point where I can actually serve our country. And then I actually was, a year ago, appointed as the South Dakota governor, and I enjoyed it. We have built a strong group here in South Dakota, and this summer, with the Trump cuts to the National Science Foundation, the NIH, and USDA, all of a sudden, our workloads increased. So I thought about this, and it's like, you know, I don't feel I can do justice both to my job with increased workloads and then also being governor. And there's another man who's actually stepped up, and he's doing an excellent job as governor. So we decided to swap positions. So now I'm very excited to be the state representative. Hopefully I can be as good a representative as possible.
Thank you for that testimony, sir. We're glad to have you aboard. Do the representatives have any questions for Representative Langlet? All right. Representative Schmidt, would you please do the honors?
Okay. Do you prefer swear or affirm?
I actually am unusual. I like swear. I swear I will do this. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, start with I, and then state your name.
I, George Langlet.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
Congratulations. Welcome to the House of Representatives.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Looking forward to representing South Dakota and hopefully be a group here to grow together, both in fellowship and our understanding of how this country works. So thank you very much for this honor.
Congratulations, Representative Langlet. All right, next we have from Texas, Representative Crone. Representative Crone, would you
Hello.
Tell us a little bit about yourself first?
Hello. Well, I am a small business owner. I own a home inspection business in Wimberley, Texas. I grew up in the 60s. John F. Kennedy was assassinated on my sixth birthday. And, of course, his brother was assassinated 5 years later. And, of course, Martin Luther King Jr. was also assassinated. So from a young age, you know, a lot of that didn't sit well with me. And with the advent of the Internet, I was able to do a lot of digging and educate myself to a lot of things. And I've been awake for a long time and have just been – I'm glad that the opportunity came along. I also found out about the Republic on the SGNON podcast, which is almost a year ago in July. So I'm here and I'm just happy to have the opportunity to be involved.
Thank you, sir.
Hello.
Any questions from the representatives? For Representative Crone from Texas. All right.
This is Representative Robin Cox.
Yes, Representative Cox.
Representative Crone, what is your first name?
My first name is Joey.
Joey, okay.
I go by
thank
Joe,
you.
But Joey was my given name, but I go by Joe.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for Representative Crone? All right. Representative Schmidt, will you do the honors, please?
Okay. Which do you prefer, swear or affirm?
Swear.
Okay. Okay, start with I and then state your name.
I, Joey E. Crone.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States. So help me God.
Congratulations. Oh, yeah, that's actually not in the oath, but. Anyways, congratulations. Welcome to the House of Representatives.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Joey Crone, the House of Representatives. It's okay to say it's helped me God at the end. I mean, that's just, that's, I did that a long, long, long time ago, so I figured that would be all right, too. Up to you. All right. So next I have on my list Jeffrey Harris. Representative Harris, would you please give us a little bit of background about yourself?
Absolutely. Thank you. My name is Jeff Harris. I was born and raised in Western New York State in Cattaraugus County. Retired a few years ago and moved back home. Spent the bulk of my professional life working in the in companies that were headquartered in Silicon Valley, California, Oracle, Sun Microsystems, companies like that. I am a U.S. Navy veteran submariner. My digital warrior credentials are probably not as extensive as many of you here. I really started digging in following 9/11 when my office was on the 26th floor of Tower 2. And I was supposed to be in there that morning, but I got on the wrong subway. Anyway, I'm married. I have my wife and I have four sons between us. And we're glad to be back here in Cattaraugus County near family. My inspiration for doing this came out of the SGNN podcast with Sandy, but also at the urging of General Mike Flynn, who I had the opportunity to meet. And he's very keen on the notion that local action yields national results. So this was a role that I wanted to tackle to pursue that that aspect. So that's me.
Thank you, sir. Do the representatives have any questions for Representative Harris, New York?
Hello, do you see me? I just got on. This is Renee First in New Mexico.
Yep, we see you, Renee. We're
okay,
squaring people
for
in
the
here.
Start.
And that's okay. You're going to be on the list. So if there are no questions for Representative Harris, Representative Schmidt, would you please do the honors?
Okay, which do you prefer, swear or affirm?
Swear.
Okay. We start with I and then state your name.
I, Jeffrey Bruce Harris.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States. So help me God.
Congratulations. Welcome to the House of Representatives.
Thank you. It's an honor.
Congratulations, Representative Harris. It's an honor to have you. All right. Next on my list is Representative, where'd she go? Renee First, New Mexico. Representative First, will you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I've been a patriot my whole life, and I'm old, I'm not young. I heard about what was going on through Sandy Meraki, saw that first, the first video she did with SGNN, and I knew I was called for that, and it's so odd because in the last, about the last 4 years, I have completely cleared my plate. I sold off my herd of animals that I had for 30 years. I closed my real estate business because I knew God was going to be using me for something else, and I was going to need to have that free time. And here it is. So that's the big thing, I guess. What else would you like to know about me?
Oh, just whatever you want to share, your Patriot Walk or anything like that. That's up to you.
Okay, well, that's pretty much it. I've been aware for a while. I woke up 2019. Actually, the Lord woke me up. I almost fell out of bed. I've never heard his voice, but I heard it that morning. And he told me to brace myself. I had been fasting for 3 days. And I got some visions, and the word he said, brace myself, just told me that I needed to start looking into things, which is exactly what I did. And within 5 minutes, I actually had a confirmation that it was him, because I went into the living room. This is very interesting. I went in the living room to turn on the TV, just sit there and calm down what I had just gone through, the visions and everything, and what I was experiencing. And I was thinking, how am I going to tell my husband about this? And there was a James Bond movie on called The Spy That Loved Me. And he's getting in the sports car, and then the girl gets in the sports car with him, and he turned to her and he said, brace yourself. That was within like a minute or two. So I said, okay, Lord, I got it. That was you. I can't make this stuff up. Yep.
Well, that's an amazing story.
It is an amazing story. Yeah, I love to share it. And sometimes he tells me don't share it with everybody. But I think it's important that you guys know that it was a calling.
Great, great. Do the representatives have any questions for the representative first? All right, Representative Schmidt, would you please do the honors?
Okay, do you prefer swear or affirm?
I'll do the affirm.
Okay, we'll start with I, and then state your name.
I, Renee Lane First.
Do solemnly affirm.
Do solemnly affirm.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
Welcome to the House of Representatives. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It really is an honor. Thank you so much.
Welcome, Representative First. All right. The next representative we have, last but not least, would be Representative Christine Holmes from Nebraska. Representative Holmes, would you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Sure. My name is Christina Holmes. I go by Chris. I live in Valley, Nebraska, which is a small town on the outskirts of Omaha. I volunteered to be a representative for Nebraska because I really felt compelled to. I've been following the Truther movement for well over 5 years, red-pilling people on a daily basis, in subtle ways, some not so subtle ways. I fought for the people in my neighborhood and my small town, anywhere from building a noise wall 2 blocks long to testing our drinking water and working with government agencies to ensure the safety of the citizens in our area. We're still working on that battle. I've seen firsthand the bureaucracy and the corruption in our government and the weaponization of our police. And a little over 5 years ago, I started following these podcasters, including SGNON. And I've seen some of Sandy's videos outside of just SG, but it was during his podcast, his recent one, where he referenced the Republic that I got involved. And then I basically wanted to do more because I've got the time, and if we don't stand up and do something soon, you know, we're going to fail as a country. So we're not letting that happen, not on our watch. So I'm proud to represent the great state of Nebraska, and go Big Red.
Thank you for that testimony. Do any of the representatives have any questions for Representative Holmes? All right, Representative Schmidt, will you please do the honors?
Okay, do you prefer swear or affirm?
Swear, please.
Okay, let's start with I, and then state your name.
I, Chris Holmes,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States, so help me God.
Congratulations. Welcome to the House of Representatives.
Thank you. It's an honor.
Congratulations, Representative Holmes.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we're going to go on to roll call, unless there's any representatives, new representatives I missed that need to be sworn in. I think I got everybody. Got 12 representatives on the call right now, and they're all accounted for, so that's good. All right, so we're going to go down the line here, and when I call your name, please say present, or you can follow Representative Schmidt's lead. He's got the best one, I think. So Representative Schmidt, are you present?
Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin Free State is present.
Thank you, sir. Representative Cox, are you present?
Yes, Representative Robin Cox from the North Dakota Free State is present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Blanton, are you present, sir?
Representative James Blanton from the Free State of Colorado, present.
Thank you, sir. And Representative Mark Binder from the Free State of Iowa is present as well. Representative Sowell, are you present, ma'am? She let me know she had a work conflict, so I'm going to put down a work conflict here. She's usually here. Representative Holliday from Indiana, are you present, ma'am? All right. Representative Akey from Ohio, are you present, sir?
Representative Richard Akey from the Free State of Ohio is present.
Thank you, sir. Representative Knowlton from Massachusetts, are you present, sir? Representative Strong from Connecticut, are you present, ma'am?
Representative Shannon Strong of Free State of Connecticut is present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Rahm from Pennsylvania, are you here, sir? Are you present? Representative Brenner from Kentucky, are you present, ma'am? Representative Swingler from California, are you present, ma'am? Representative Brohard from Illinois, are you present, sir? Thought I saw him here earlier. Yep.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right. And Representative Webb Skillings, are you present, ma'am? All right. Representative Russo from New Hampshire, are you present, sir? Representative Kilpatrick from Wyoming, are you present, sir? Representative Langlet from South Dakota, are you present, sir?
Representative George Langlet from the Free State of South Dakota is present.
Thank you. Representative Crone from Texas, are you present, sir?
Representative Crone from the Free State of Texas is present.
Thank you. Representative First from New Mexico, are you present, ma'am?
Representative Renee First from the Free State of New Mexico is present.
Thank you. Representative Harris from New York, are you present, sir?
Representative Jeff Harris from the Free State of New York is present.
Thank you, sir. Representative Holmes from Nebraska, are you present, ma'am?
Representative Chris Holmes from the Free State of Nebraska is present.
Okay. Did I overlook anybody on the roll call? Okay. Great. We have 12 representatives representing 12 states tonight. Well, that's pretty good. All right. All right. So let's get started with tonight's review of Exhibit 2B, which is the Constitution for the United States of America. I'm going to read a few sections of it, and then we'll stop for discussions. I might make a comment or two while I'm reading, so I don't have to go back and try to remember all that. So this is Exhibit 2B of the Proclamation of Claim and Interest, Declaration of Sovereign Intent, and is entitled Constitution for the United States of America. Not of, the of and for are very important. And this first page is called Documents from the Continental Congress and the Constitutional Convention, 1774 to 1789. And the beginning of the Constitution says, "We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America." Do you have any questions about the first part there? The floor is open. Okay. If you didn't know, posterity could means descendants, or for example, basically everyone on this earth are the descendants of Adam and Eve, so that we are Adam and Eve's posterity for the most part. Okay, so we're going to go with Article 1. Section 1, all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in the Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and House of Representatives. So that'd be us. Section 2, the House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by all the people of the several states, and the electors in each state shall have qualifications requisite for electors of the most numerous branch of the state legislature. Any questions about that section? Okay, we'll go on to the qualifications to that section. No person shall be a representative who shall not have attained the age of 25 years and been 7 years a citizen of the United States, and who shall not, when elected, be an inhabitant of that state in which he shall be chosen. That's pretty straightforward, except if you don't forget the very first part, no person shall be inhabitant of the state in which he shall be chosen, shall be a representative, so that means you have to be inhabitant of the state that you're represented in. It's a little tricky there sometimes. Okay, representatives and direct taxes shall be appointed among the several states which may be included within this union according to the respective numbers, which shall be determined by adding to the whole number of free persons, including those bound to service for a term of years, and excluding Indians not taxed, 3/5 of all other persons. The actual enumeration shall be made within 3 years after the first meeting of the Congress of the United States, and within every subsequent term of 10 years, in such manner as they shall by law direct. The number of representatives shall not exceed 1 for every 30,000 inhabitants, but each state shall have at least 1 representative, and until such enumeration shall be made, the state of New Hampshire shall be entitled to choose 3 representatives, Massachusetts 8, Rhode Island and Providence Plantation 1, Connecticut 5, New York 6, New Jersey 4, Pennsylvania 8, Delaware 1, Maryland 6, Virginia 10, North Carolina 5, South Carolina 5, and Georgia 3. And that just basically means that they're going to issue representatives and taxes according to the population of those areas, of those states. That's basically all that really means. And for every 30,000 inhabitants. Okay, any questions about that paragraph? All right, speak up if you have a question. There's no dumb questions. Got to start somewhere, or maybe you know a lot more than I do about this. I don't know. We'll find out, I guess.
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead, please. Identify yourself first.
This is Renee First from the Free State of New Mexico. What taxes are they talking about? Personal taxes, land taxes? What, can we be more specific? Which taxes?
So they're talking about direct taxes or apportionment taxes, which would just be, for example, like sales taxes. They're going to be talking about another type of tax form a little bit later on down when we read a little farther. But they're just talking about like sales tax on certain items.
Okay.
And you could do deep study on that if you like, about what items they're talking about. Like for sure no tax on tea because of the Tea Party incident.
Yeah.
A lot of the food was not taxed. It's mostly like new items. That's really one of the only constitutional taxes is a tax on new items to help fund the government. So, of course, if you have more people paying more taxes, that means you have need to have more representation. So you'd have representation with taxation instead of the other way around. So
I
help?
Have a second question.
Sure.
So this is the taxes are determined state by state, right?
They're determined by the population in each state.
The reason I ask that is because we are taxed here in New Mexico on food. And I don't think all states are taxed on food.
We are here in Iowa, that's for sure.
But it is determined by the state. The state legislation says we're going to tax the food, or who does that?
Yeah, who did it in our time would be the de facto legislators. See, because we're in the Republic. They have their own law form. They're de facto. We're de jure. So we adhere to the Constitution, and they don't necessarily consider the Constitution as we do. So they change the laws. They're under man's law and not the law of nature and nature's God and the Constitution.
Right. Right.
Yep. So
okay,
that's
thank you.
Why. You betcha. I hope that helped. All right. Unless there are any more questions, we'll continue on. Okay, when vacancies happen in the representation from any state, the executive or the governor authority thereof shall issue writs of election to fill each vacancy. So that could be for several reasons. We won't go into that right now, but you can imagine. So we'll continue on. The House of Representatives shall choose their speaker and other officers and shall have the sole power of impeachment. So we should talk about this just for a little bit. We don't need to do that until we have a quorum of representatives in the House and the Senate for the same reason. And so that's why in the House admin, we haven't chosen the Speaker of the House yet because we don't have a quorum to actually do business, even though we're in the interim capacity. But what we would need would be for a quorum is 34 representatives. That's two-thirds of the states having representation according to one statute 50. So we would need 34 representatives present on the call before we could do such elections. And the other officers usually are, well, it depends on, it's a different situation then than it is now because they need a doorman and those types of people because we're meeting in present. We don't need all those at this point in time anyway. So that'll be something to consider a little later down the road, I hope. And are there any questions about that?
I have another question. I ask a
sure,
lot
go
of
go ahead,
questions.
Representative
That's
first.
How I learn.
When
we're talking about having the sole, this is Renee First again, New Mexico.
Yep.
We're talking about the sole power of impeachment. There's no bar involved in this, correct?
No, there's no British credit registry involved in the Republic. Nope. They will be banned from the Republic in the courts, too.
And say the second again. I didn't hear you.
They will be banned from the Republic courts because we don't bow to the Crown of England. Yep. So
okay,
we won't allow them to represent anybody in our biblical common law court system.
So can you just give a brief description of how that would happen? Would we all gather House of Representatives, and then how would we find the person, or how do we put out some reason why we're impeached, or what's the process?
Yep, well, we would convene when we had a quorum. The most important, usually, the most important order of business would be to elect a Speaker of the House, and then he would take the Speaker's seat, and then we would also need to elect a, I believe it was a court, let me find it here. I'm in the Journal of the House of Representatives for 1789 when they convened Congress. And so we elect the Speaker of the House first. And then what they did was, I didn't underline that I'm looking for here. They need a person to take care of the records, to write the House of Representatives journal is what they needed then. And then later they, here's the doorkeeper. Later they also needed a doorkeeper, and the doorkeeper's job was to allow people to come in and not come in that were supposed to be there. And also there's a bill going from the House to the Senate. The doorkeeper would, who was under oath, would take that bill from the House to the Senate and vice versa, from the Senate to the House. They would do that, and they would, I think that was their only jobs. You can check that out later. But let me find out exactly.
This is Representative David Schmidt. I think I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the House clerk?
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Didn't jump out.
And what the... If I remember, I think what the House clerk would do would be when a new Congress comes in, would be to swear in the whole new Congress at the beginning of the session, congressional session. And I think another thing you have is also a sergeant at arms to keep order during sessions on the floor without a yield.
Yep, you're right. It was the clerk. And you're right, there is a sergeant at arms, because you could carry your arms to the meeting, but you could not carry it inside the meeting. You had to check it before you went in because of heated debates and such. So anyway, does that answer your question, Representative First?
Almost. What would justify impeachment? Is there a list of things?
Yep, and we're going to get to that a little bit farther down the road.
Okay, great. I'm on the right track.
In the Constitution, yep.
Thank you.
And just so you know, I'm just going to read to you a little bit from the House of Representatives, the first journal, actually. This is starting at Thursday, March 5th, 1789. And so we're going with the first meeting. They met according to adjournment. And several of the members, to wit, joined them, but they didn't have a quorum, so they would adjourn till the next day. And the same thing, a few more people would trickle in, a few more representatives, and they would take roll call. If they didn't have a quorum to do business in, because they needed to do business. So then they would adjourn till the next day, and so on and so forth. So from Thursday, March 5th, let me double check that real quick. Yep, Thursday, March 5th, all the way to Wednesday, April 1st, they were doing that. They would take attendance, didn't have a quorum, then they would end up adjourning after a time. And that's kind of where we're at right now in the interim seats, because we're waiting for a quorum, but later on the Constitution is going to tell you that you can adjourn I'm going to paraphrase it, and I'll read it a little bit later. We're going to adjourn. We're adjourning and reconvening for educational purposes. That's what we are doing right now, anyway. So, all right. I lost my place here. Okay, I think we're going to Section 3. Is that correct? Yep, absolutely. Okay, so Section 3, this is about the Senate. The Senate of the United States shall be composed of two senators from each state, chosen by the legislature thereof, for 6 years, and each senator shall have one vote. So that's much like what we have right now, two senators from each state. And they'll each have one vote. Okay, so, and then immediately after they shall be assembled in consequence of their first election, they shall be divided as equally as may be into three classes. The seats of the senators of the first class shall be vacated at the expiration of the second year, the second class at the expiration of the fourth year, and of the third class at the expiration of the sixth year. so that one-third may be chosen every second year. And if vacancies happen by resignation, that one-third may be or otherwise during the recess of the legislature of any state, the executive thereof may make temporary appointments until the next meeting of the legislature, which shall then fill such vacancies. Which that will be the governor, once again, the executive of the state, would basically be the governor. So what this is just basically saying is senators are for 6 years, and they don't want all new people coming in every 2 years, so they're breaking it up right now during the first congressional gathering here under the Constitution. So they're just dividing them up so that they can have elections every 2 years, along with representatives that have to be chosen every 2 years or reelected every 2 years. Anyway, does that make it easy to understand what I just said, or are there questions? The floor is open. Okay, something we don't necessarily have to worry about, but something that we might have to use during elections when the Reinhabited Republic has their elections and we have elected people. Okay, going on. No person shall be a senator who shall not have attained the age of 30 years and been 9 years a citizen of the United States, and who shall not, when elected, be an inhabitant of the state for which he shall be chosen. Same wording as the representatives, basically, in form anyway. The Vice President of the United States shall be President of the Senate, but shall have no vote unless they be equally divided. A tie vote. The Senate shall choose their other officers and also our President pro tempore, in that the absence of the Vice President or when he shall exercise the office of President of the United States. So the president pro tempore of the Senate is about the same as the Speaker of the House as well. Unless the Speaker of the House has to be the President of the United States in by default. Okay, so is that clear to everybody? Any questions? Floor is open. Okay, the Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments when sitting for that purpose. They shall by on oath or affirmation. When the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside, and no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of two-thirds of the members present. So the House of Representatives calls the impeachment, and the Senate tries the impeachment with the Chief Justice presiding. Any questions about that? Okay, I'll continue on. Judgment in cases of impeachment shall not exceed further than to removal of office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. But the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. And I would add all the other offenses. All right, any questions on Section 3? Alright, we'll continue on Section 4 here, and this will probably be the last section. Well, we'll go a little farther. Section 4, the times, places, and manner of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof, but the Congress may at any time, by law, make or alter such regulations, except as to the place of choosing senators. So they could amend their constitutions to have a different time or... but apparently not to the place. All right. The Congress shall assemble at least once in every year, and such meetings shall be on the first Monday in December, unless they shall by law appoint a different day. We'll just do one more section here. No, we won't. We will. One more section. Section 5. Each house shall be the judge of the elections, returns, and qualification of its own members, and a majority of each shall constitute a quorum to do business, but a smaller number may adjourn from day to day and may be authorized to compel the attendance of absent members in such manner and under such penalties as each house may provide. So that's basically what we're doing right now, except we don't have representatives that are not showing up. We just need to get some more that are representing each state. So that's kind of where we're at right now. And some need to show up, too. All right. Next part of Section 5 says, each House may determine the rules of its proceedings, punish its members for disorderly behavior, and with concurrence of 2/3, expel a member. And in my opinion, I believe that's why we need 2/3 of the representatives, because if you cannot expel a disorderly member for the House of Representatives, that's a bad deal. That puts the whole chamber in disharmony if there's somebody that will not settle down and do what's expected of them for their state, not representing the people. So, any questions about that? Okay, just have two more to do here, two more clauses. Each House shall keep a journal of its proceedings and from time to time publish the same, accepting such parts as may, in their judgment, require secrecy, and the yeas and nays of the members of either House on any question shall, at the desire of 1/5 of those present, be entered on the journal. Neither House, during the session of Congress, shall, without the consent of the other, adjourn for more than 3 days, nor to any other place than that in which the two Houses shall be sitting. So we can't really observe that because we're not meeting in person right now, because we're still in interim position, and that would be very costly for people to volunteer to go to a designated place to meet in the National Congress or Senate. House of Representatives, so we're not doing that. We can meet by conference call right now or other means. So that's good. Any questions about Section 5?
I have a quick one. This
All right,
is
go
Renee
ahead.
First. Yeah, this is Renee First from the Free State of New Mexico. What justifies a secret, like it says, they may say secrecy, require secrecy. What defines that?
It would be something the public shouldn't know about right offhand. For example, maybe talking about enacting war or sensitive things, like perhaps maybe an impeachment proceeding before that it happens. You know, something like that, something you don't want to get out and have the public aware of it. Of course, then the enemies of the Republic would be aware of it, or the enemies of the United States would be aware of it as well if it got out. So just those sensitive matters and matters that of national security would be my opinion on that. Does that answer your question, Representative First?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, do you yield the floor?
Yeah, I yield.
Thank you. All right. Any questions in general about what we just read tonight on the Constitution? Floor is open for that. Okay. It's a great discussion. So now I'm going to open up the floor in a moment for whatever you want to bring concerning Republic documents or legislation, current events, or anything that could benefit the Republic and the representatives. And please note that any documents you want to read in their entirety must be sent to the House of Admin first for review, so we can send it to the other representatives for their review as well. And also please remember that this proceeding is recorded and is open to others in the gallery archive recordings on the Republic website, which is republicforuniteststatesofamerica.org, under the legislation category. So the floor is open if you'd like to bring anything to the floor. You can talk about what's going on in the country. You can talk about something that you just learned about the plan to save America, or President Trump's address. I guess he's having an address, addressing the nation here in the near future. Anything like that is okay. So the floor is open.
Speaker, this is Renee First. Speaker, this
Go
is
ahead,
Renee First from the
Free
State
First,
of New Mexico. I'm sorry? Are you giving me the floor?
Representative First.
Yes. I just wanted to know your feeling on this, and I just found out about this from our governor. I don't know if anybody else feels this way. You know, when Trump did his parade and all that, and do you remember when him and Melania were standing on the stage and that gentleman came up and gave him the flag, the folded flag?
Yes.
Okay, so they told me, I was told that that was the corporation's death. Is that correct?
That could be. I know in the training call earlier, Sandy talked about that a person that brought that up as well, and she said that could very well be. Well, time will tell, I guess. It was also brought up that military parades are because of a victory. Not necessarily. It's not always because of a victory, but it can be.
Okay, I yield. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, who's next?
This is Representative Holmes from Nebraska. Hey, just real quick, thank you. How many representatives do we have total, and how many do we need to move forward, or ideally to be able to do what we need to move forward?
Well, today, and it changes sometimes weekly, today we have 23 representatives. We have 12 that are on the call tonight. And to move forward, to have a quorum, to do all the business that would need to be done under the Constitution, in our interim capacity, and we're limited, we're basically seat holders, but there's necessary legislation that needs to be done. And most of the first Congress has already done that. We need 34 representatives in attendance to have a quorum. The same with states, too. You need 34 states to have a quorum, so they go hand in hand.
And then,
senators, I believe it's 67 senators you need for a quorum of a two-thirds majority.
And then I heard something about part of our duties will be to join any committees. Is there a list of committees or things that people are putting together for committees yet?
Well, there are the Constitution committees. We have standing committees. There are special committees that deal with a certain deal. Sometimes there are joint House committees and Senate committees, like for there's the Judicial Committee, and there are others. And the committee, we're in a committee right now. We're in the Committee of the Whole. So if you need to join a committee, you're at least one committee, you're already in one committee right now because you attended tonight's meeting.
What if you'd like to volunteer for more committees? How do we find out where those are?
Well, we don't have any other committees going on right now. The last committee that we had would be we had a committee a while back because President asked us to do a Internet Bill of Rights, basically for practice or for the future, because we can't pass any legislation. We can work on it. We can write it. We can do those things, but to actually have it passed, we have to have a quorum. Representatives and senators, and of course we have to have a president to sign it or veto it or whatever it takes. But currently right now we're in the learning situation. When we have elections, there'll be all kinds of committees after the free and fair elections that we're going to have. And one of the reasons why we don't have a lot of power to legislate and things like that is because we already have lots of legislation to look at, because the jure legislation goes from 1789 all the way through December 19th of 1860. That's all de jure legislation under a de jure government. So all the one statute 50s and all those things, all those documents, they can be taken off the shelf and used again if we need to, because some of them had time limits. Some of them were based on conditions. And we might find ourselves in those conditions back then when those laws were applicable. And we could just take it off the shelf and use it again and the reason why that's important to use legislation we already have is because we're not elected by the people. We're appointed by an interim president. So we are acting in the best interest of the people as best we can, but we are not appointed by them. So it has a little bit more force and effect if you're writing legislation and you're representing the people that have elected you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. I yield the floor. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else have something to bring forward to the House of Representatives? And I will hang on a little bit later to answer questions after we stop the recording in case you want to learn how to get on the wire or something like that. I'll be available after the call if you want to hang on.
I have a question.
Yes, sir. Identify yourself, please.
Yes, this is Representative Richard Aikey of the Free State of Ohio.
Oh, okay, sir. You have the floor.
Hey, my question is in reference to Sandy's training call, which I attended tonight, and I wasn't able to write fast enough, and I'm a little bit confused about something she said, and I was wondering, would it be appropriate to ask you that?
I'll try to remember. I wasn't on the whole call. I got interrupted, but I'll do the best I can to answer.
Well, she mentioned that she was, I believe she said she composed an oath of office agreement, which was actually going to be renamed, my understanding, as a participant agreement. Are you aware of that? Or?
That's for the counties, I believe. I believe that's if you want to be part of the county assembly, and it's a social compact. I believe that's what she was talking about.
Okay, well, that was part of my question because I didn't know if we were, as representatives, we're going to have to take a new oath.
No, not as interim representatives. To the best of my knowledge, we don't have to.
Okay. And then...
Because the oath we're taking right now is right out of the manual of the House of Representatives. It's on page 148. Right now, so that's basically the rules that we're being governed by or guided by the manual of the House of Representatives. And I believe I sent that out to everybody. If you don't have it, I'll send you out a copy.
No, that makes sense. I mean, being a county situation, there's that. But I have another, just a comment primarily. I remember when I first got involved with the Republic and we were talking about the corporate Constitution, I was told repeatedly not to use the word contract or agreement, and I was wondering why Sandy is using the word agreement.
Well, this is the best I can do for you tonight. I can do some more research on that, but I believe the word agreement, because the corporation used it so much, it kind of damages what we use. But look at it this way: when the de facto goes away and they have to go away, okay, then all the statutes they did, all the codes, all the ordinances, all the laws that they make, if they're not constitutional, they go away as well. And it's something that the Republic Congress is going to have to look at. You know, that if it's good legislation, just needs to be reworded a little bit to make it de jure. We can do that. We can use that as an example if it's really needed. And if not, we might have to write new legislation for a certain situation. Because as you very well know, when the Constitution was written, there were no air travel, and there were a lot of things that we have today that they didn't have back then. Internet, that's why they did a practice of the Internet Bill of Rights. We did a practice on writing legislation for that a while back. And so it's, you know, when we get representatives actually elected by the people, that's when the real work's going to come in. Right now we're just keeping the seats warm and trying to get enough people to have free and fair elections so that we can stand this republic up. And when the de jure corporation, or I'm sorry, when the de facto corporation goes away, and they've been bankrupt for quite a long time, but when the IMF is completely bankrupt, they don't have a money supply anymore, and the currency gets revalued, and we have lawful constitutional money, then that's going to change everything. Mm-hmm. I hope that answered your question, sir.
Yes, that's fine. I kind of go along with what I thought in the beginning, that if we the people are going to be country, then I could could never understand the importance of why people got so concerned with a capital letter versus a small letter. It would seem to me that the laws of the land are what we the people say they are. And with that, I yield. Thank you.
Yes, sir, I agree. And if you look at the Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary, which is what we should be using to look up words in these documents and in de jure legislation, unless something better comes along later, you'll see that they like to use all capital letters, and it's not because the words are corporations. It's because it's for emphasis. It's for easier reading under candlelight, I would imagine. So, anyway, yep, good point. Anyone else have something to bring to the floor? All right, if there's no further discussion, then I would entertain a motion to adjourn and reconvene on the scheduled calendar date of Tuesday, July 1st.
Representative Bender, this is Aaron Strasburg from Arizona Free State.
Yes, sir.
I thought, from my understanding, how I thought the meeting was just starting at this time in Arizona. Did I get it wrong?
It will be 8 o'clock Central Time is when we start, sir.
Oh, you said what time?
8 o'clock Central Time.
I guess when I researched it, I thought that would be 7 p.m. my time, but I guess I was wrong.
All right.
Daylight savings time.
Yep.
You're on California time.
We don't observe
daylight savings time. You're on California time this time of year.
Would you like to get sworn in, Representative Strasburg?
I would, and I apologize. I guess I misunderstood. When I researched it, I thought it said this would be the correct time, but I guess I did not research it correctly. I'm not used to using the daylight savings time except when I'm doing Ecclesia with our pastor on Saturdays, and he's 3 hours ahead of time, but that's about it, so my apologies.
That's okay. It happens sometimes. It used to throw me off the Santa. Used to put things in Eastern time all the time. I'd go, what? Anyway, all right. So, Representative Strasburg, would you tell us a little bit about yourself, your Patriot Walk and those types of things?
Absolutely. So, I gave my life to Christ on Easter Sunday, 2021. I am a father and a grandfather. I have adult kids. They're my stepkids. And then I have 3 grandchildren with a 4th on the way in October. And I've lived in Arizona my entire life. I did grow up only with my dad, who was a bleeding heart liberal Democrat. So that's how I grew up. I was a registered Democrat for many years, although I thought more independently. And then I was able to wake up and realize what was really going on back in 2019. And so I started doing a lot more research and realizing what was going on and seeing what was happening, especially with the stolen election of 2020, started getting involved in different rallies, going to different meetings, just getting myself more involved. And then when I saw Dr. Mia Rekhi's interview with SGNON, which I know SGNON went the other direction with things, that really captured my eye. I ordered the books, read both Reinhabited Volume 1 and Volume 2, and did the Hillsdale College course, 101, Constitution 101, and want to be as involved as I can as time permits, as I still work full-time, but just trying to be as involved as I can to try to save and restore the Republic, something I look forward to, wanting to see for our future generations to experience something that we have yet to experience, and I pray that we will be able to experience the Republic, the true Republic that our forefathers were so generous to create through God here in the United States. So that's a little bit about me. If there's any specific questions, I'm happy to answer. Feel free to ask.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm putting you in the database right now.
All right.
Great. I want it. Fantastic. Do any of the representatives have any questions for Representative Strasburg? Floor is open.
This is Representative Robin Cox. What is your name, sir?
My name is Aaron Strasburg.
Strasburg.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Strasberg.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Does anyone else have any questions for Representative Strasburg? Okay, Representative Schmidt, are you still with us?
Yep, 1 second here.
All right.
Okay, which do you prefer, swear or affirm?
Affirm.
Okay, we'll start with the I and then state your name.
I, Aaron Garrett Strasburg.
Do solemnly affirm.
Do solemnly affirm.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
Congratulations. Welcome to the House of Representatives.
So help me God. Absolutely. Thank you.
Congratulations, Representative Strasburg.
Thank you. I'm glad I got on just in time. I feel badly. I thought I'm going to. So how many hours ago did you start it? Was it 2 hours ago or an hour ago? Or
it was an hour and 12 minutes ago, approximately.
Okay, so it's 6 p.m. my time. See, I thought it was 7 p.m. my time. Okay. My apologies.
No problem. All right, so if there's no further discussion, I would entertain a motion to adjourn and reconvene on the scheduled calendar date of Tuesday, July 1st, 2025, 8 p.m. Central Time.
This is Representative Robin Cox. I move that we adjourn for tonight and that we reconvene on Tuesday, July 1st at 8 p.m. Central Time. I yield.
This is Representative David Schmidt seconding the motion to adjourn. With that, I yield.
All right. We have a motion on the floor and a second. All those in favor of reconvening on Tuesday, July 1st, 2025, 8 p.m. Central Time, please say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? All right. Before we adjourn, would somebody like to close us in prayer?
I'd like to do that. This is Representative Robin Cox.
All right, Representative Cox, you have the floor.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for what we've learned tonight, Lord Jesus, and we ask that you would protect us and until the next meeting, Lord. We ask that you would fight for our country and that you would protect our country, and also, Lord, that you would fight for Israel and that you would protect Israel, Lord Jesus. And Lord, that you would give wisdom to our leaders and that you would give wisdom to the leaders of Israel, Lord, that you would help our leaders and Israel's leaders to make the right decisions, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I ask that you would cause Hamas to release the hostages immediately in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all of Israel and all of Jerusalem and all of the IDF. I pray your angelic hedge of protection around all of Israel, all of Jerusalem, and all of the IDF. And I pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Lord Jesus. Lord, fight for Israel. Fight for Israel and protect Israel, Lord Jesus. And Lord, that you would not allow Iran to win the battle against Israel, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I ask that you would keep us out of World War III, Lord. And Lord, that you would not allow there to be any nuclear strikes. I rebuke all nuclear strikes, and I rebuke World War III in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask that you would cause there to be peace between Russia and Ukraine. And, Lord, let there be peace between Iran and Israel, Lord. And, Lord, let Iran not have any nuclear bombs, Lord, that you would destroy all their nuclear facilities, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, also that you would protect the United States as well as Israel, Lord God. And Lord, that you would I pray that you would protect all of our leaders, protect all of the representatives and all the senators. And Lord, give us a safe safety and that you would cause us to return safely back on our next legislative call of July 1st. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Cox? Well, good night, everybody. I'll be on the call after I turn the recording off if you need any questions answered. And have a good 2 weeks. See you back in July 1st.